רדיו פלוס, COIF.
24
hours a day.
Spontani.
And a very good Friday afternoon. Welcome along to Spontani right here on Radio Plus. My name is John Higgins, and I've got an hour of golden oldies for you until 4 p.m. And we open up with Del Shannon and Runaway. Stick around and enjoy. Player Charles Westover wrote a song together with Max Crook on the organ in 1960. They won a recording contract a year later in 1961. Max Crook became Maximilian, Charles Westover became Del Shannon, and before they knew it, they climbed to Billboard number one. Once again, good afternoon. No, you're not mistaken. This is Radio Plus, and we are indeed very spontaneous today. I'm John Higgins with you until 4 p.m. with the very best in golden oldies. Let's go back now to 1957. Don and Phil Everly, also known as the Everly Brothers, and Wake Up, Little Susie.
Our reputation is shot. Wake up, please, Susie. Wake up, please.
flashing back to the 50s. This is Solid Gold.
Well, you might be wondering what's going on. I'll tell you, I'm just your new guy in town. My name is John Higgins, and this is Spontani with Oldies All the Way. Staying with a string of hits from the 1950s, this next number was written by Paul Anka, especially for Buddy Holly. He recorded it in October 1958, and it was issued on January 1959, just 1 month before his tragic death. After the accident, Paul Anka decided to donate all the royalties to Buddy Holly's widow, and ironically, it's called It Doesn't Matter Anymore.
There you go, baby, here am I. Well, you left me here so I could sit and cry. Well, golly gee, what have you done to me? Well, I guess it doesn't matter anymore. Do you remember, baby, last September, how you held me tight each and every night? Well, whoops-a-daisy, how you drove me crazy, but I guess it doesn't matter anymore. There's no use in me a-crying. I've done everything and now I'm sick of trying. I've thrown away my nights and wasted all my days over you. Well, you go your way and I'll go mine. Now and forever till the end of time, I'll find somebody new. Baby, we'll say we're through and you won't matter anymore. Crying. I've done everything and now I'm sick of trying. I've thrown away my nights and wasted all my days over you. Well, you go your way and I'll go mine. Now and forever till the end of time, I'll find somebody new. And baby, we'll say we're through and you won't matter anymore.
Seven little girls sitting in the back seat, hugging and a kissing with Fred. I said, why don't one of you come up and sit beside me? And this is what the seven girls said.
All together now, one, two, three. Keep your mind on your driving, keep your hands on the wheel, keep your snoopy eyes on the road ahead. We're having fun sitting in the back seat, kissing and a hugging with Fred.
Drove through the town, drove through the country, showed them how a motor could go. I said, how do you like my triple carburetor? And one of them whispered low.
All together now, one, two, three. Keep your mind on your drive and keep your hands on the wheel. Keep your snoopy eyes on the road ahead. We're having fun sitting in the back seat, kissing and a hugging with Fred.
Seven little girls smooching in the back seat, everyone in love with Fred. I said, you don't need me, I'll get off at my house. And this is what the seven girls said.
All together now, one, two, three. Keep your mind on your drive and keep your hands on the wheel. Keep your snoopy eyes on the road.
Kissing and a hugging with Fred.
Dee-doo-dee-doo-doo.
Wish that I could be like Fred.
Paul Evans from 1959 and Seven Little Girls. I just wonder how they were able to squeeze eight bursty teenagers into the back seat of a car. But hey, there were so many nonsense songs back then. Don't Dilly Dally Sally! B-side to Itsy Bitsy Teeny Weeny from 1960 with a name not less peculiar, Don't Dilly Dally Sally, not half. The next song was written by Carole King and Jerry Goffin in 1961 and was recorded by Robert Thomas Velin, otherwise known simply as Bobby V. Take good care of my baby.
My tears are falling, 'cause you've taken her away. And though it really hurts me so, there's something that I've gotta say. Take good care of my baby. Please don't ever make her blue. Just tell her that you love her. Make sure you're thinking of her in everything you say and do. Take good care of my baby. Now don't you ever make her cry. Just let your love surround her. Paint a rainbow all around her. Don't let her see a cloudy sky. Once upon a time, that little girl was mine. If I'd been true, I know she'd never be with you. So take good care of my baby. Be just as kind as you can be. And if you should discover that you don't really love her, just send my baby back home to me. Well, take good care of my baby. Be just as kind as you can be.
should discover that you don't really love her. Just send my baby back home to me. Take good care of my baby. Well, take good care of my baby.
Bobby V, take good care of my baby. Not to be confused, of course, with Bobby Vinton, who also had his version to the song in 1968. There are many other cover versions and also several answer songs, such as I'll Take Good Care of Your Baby, You Should Know I'm Still Your Baby. Anyways, here's Bobby Vinton himself, who recently celebrated his 90th birthday. Wow. Amazing. This is one of his best-known hits. Reached number one position in the Billboard chart in August 1963 and backed here by Burt Bacharach and his orchestra, Blue Velvet.
She wore blue. Bluer than velvet was the night. Softer than satin was the light from the stars. She wore blue velvet. Bluer than velvet were her eyes. Warmer than May, her tender sighs. Love was ours, ours, love I held tightly, feeling the rapture grow like a flame burning brightly. But when she left, gone was the glow of blue velvet. But in my heart they'll always be precious and warm, a memory through the years. And I still can see blue velvet through my tears. She wore blue velvet, but in my heart they'll always be precious and warm, a memory through the years. And I still can see blue velvet through my tears.
Blue velvet.
You're listening to Spontaneous with John Higgins.
1960.
You're 16,
You're beautiful and you're mine. You're 16, you're beautiful and you're mine. Oh, well, you're my baby, you're my pet. We fell in love on the night we met. You touched my hand, my heart went pop. And ooh, when we kissed, we could not stop. You walked out of my dreams, into my heart. Now you're my angel divine. You're 16, you're beautiful, and you're mine. Well, you're 16, you're beautiful, and you're mine.
Johnny Burnett, you're 16, you're beautiful, and you're mine. And I'm sure you know why there are so many songs about Sweet 16. Well, we've had only American hits till now. However, on February 9th, 1964, a group of four nice lads from Liverpool played for the first time in the US a live performance on TV on The Ed Sullivan Show. This was their opening number, and this is what it sounded like.
Ladies and gentlemen, The Beatles!
Close your eyes and I'll kiss you. Tomorrow I'll miss you. Remember, I'll always need you. And then while I'm away, I'll write home every day. And I'll send all my loving to you. I'll pretend that I'm kissing the lips and hope that my dreams will come true. And then while I'm away, I'll write home every day and I'll send all my loving to you. All my loving I will send you. All my loving, darling.
From their debut US performance in what officially started off the British invasion. So let's continue with more hits from that side of the Atlantic. This next song was written by Mitch Murray, who was and still is one of the most prolific British songwriters. He offered this song first to two British musicians, Adam Faith and Brian Poole. They both turned it down. Then George Martin felt it had enormous potential and decided to offer it to his new group at the time, The Beatles, as the A-side for their first single to be. They did record it in 1962, already with Ringo on the drums. However, eventually they've decided it's not for them, so dear old George decided to give it to one of his other bands, also from Liverpool and also managed by Brian Epstein. It became their debut single in 1963 and their first UK number one. These are Jerry and the Pacemakers and How Do You Do It?
Flashing back to the 60s. This is Solid Gold.
How do you do what you do to me? I wish I knew. If I knew how you do it to me, I'd do it to you.
Love Potion Number 9, written by Jerry Lieber and Mike Staller in 1959. It was first an R&B hit by the Clovers, and this is the 1964 British Invasion version with yet another Mercy Beat band. They were also the second group from Liverpool to have had a hit in the US after the Beatles, of course. These were the Searchers. And talk about the Beatles, here's another Lennon-McCartney song. Apparently, Paul McCartney wrote it already in 1958, when he was only 16. 5 years later, in 1963, when he moved into the London apartment of his then-girlfriend, Jane Asher, her brother Peter asked Paul if he could borrow this song after he and his partner, Gordon Waller, had signed a recording contract. Together, they were known as Peter and Gordon, and this is World Without Love.
Please lock me away and don't allow the day here inside where I hide with my loneliness. I don't care what they say, I won't stay in a world without love. Birds sing out of tune and rain clouds hide the moon. I'm okay, here I'll stay.
with my loneliness. I don't care what they say, I won't stay in a world without love. So I wait, and in a while I will see my true love smile. She may come, I know not when. When she does, I'll lose. So baby, until then, lock me away, and don't allow the day here inside where I hide with my loneliness. I don't care what they say, I won't stay in a world without love. When she does, I'll know. So baby, until then, lock me away, and don't allow the day here inside where I hide with my loneliness. I don't care what they say, I won't stay in a world without love. I don't care what they say, I won't stay in a world without love.
She lied. Well, no one told me about how many people cried. But it's too late to say you're sorry. How would I know? Why should I care? Please don't bother trying to find her. She's not there.
Well, let me tell you about the way she looked, the way she had to have the color of her hair.
Told me about her. What could I do? Well, no one told me about her, though they all knew. But it's too late to say you're sorry. How would I know? Why should I care? Please don't bother trying to find her. She's not there.
Well, let me tell you about the way she looked. She had to have the color of her hair. Her voice was soft and cool. Her eyes were clear and bright. But she's not there.
Keyboard player Rod Argent and vocalist Colin Blunstone, they are the Zombies, and that was their debut single in 1964, She's Not There. And of course, we had the famous Santana cover 13 years later in 1977. You're in tune with Radio Plus. My name is John Higgins, and the show is
Spontanee
with Golden Oldies for your pleasure on this Friday afternoon. Let's have a short break, and then we're back with a 1967 hit from the Small Faces.
אתם מאזינים לרדיו פלוס.
Playing the music of yesterday.
the bridge of sights to rest my eyes in shades of green under dreaming spires to Ichiku Park. That's where I've been.
What did you do there?
I got high.
What did you feel there?
Where I cried.
Why the tears there?
Tell you why.
It's all.
His take on the Randy Newman number, Simon Smith and his amazing Dancing Bear. You're listening to the Golden Oldies program on Radio Plus with myself, John Higgins. Now let's fly to Australia.
I
produced by Dusty Springfield's brother, Tom Springfield, for the Australian folk pop group The Seekers, and I'll Never Find Another You, UK number one in
1965.
And now we move to 1961, and a singer I really, really like. Her name is Helen Shapiro. This was her second single, You Don't Know.
Someday, but until then, I'll never give this.
just gotta love The Shadows. This was a major hit for them in 1962, 8 weeks in a row at number one position in the UK Top 40. And from The Shadows, we move on to the genius of Ray Davies.
Taxman's taken all my dough and left me in my stately home, blazing on a sunny afternoon. And I can't sail my yacht, he's taken everything I got. All I've got's this sunny afternoon. Save me, save me, save me from this squeeze. I got a big fat mama trying to break me. And I love to live so pleasantly. Live this life of luxury, lazing on the sunny
movie. What do you say now, Eleanor? Can we? turn the lights way down low. And maybe we won't watch the show. I think I love you.
Looks intoxicate me. Even though your folks hate me, there's no one like you, Eleanor, really. And Eleanor, gee, I think you're swell and you really do me well. You're my pride and joy, etc. Did you know that this was one of the first pop songs ever to use the Moog synthesizer? These were the Turtles and Eleanor. Now here's another band named after animals with a spelling error, like the Beatles and the Birds. These are the Monkees and their lead singer Davy Jones, the guy who made David Bowie give up his real name.
7A.
What number is this, Chip?
7A.
Okay, no, I mean, like, don't get excited, man. It's because I'm short, I know.
This is Daydream Believer, the Monkees.
I could hide 'neath the wings of the bluebird as she sings. The 6 o'clock alarm would never ring, but it rings and I rise, wipe the sleep out of my eyes. My shaven razor's cold and it stings.
Cheer up, sleepy Jean. Oh, what can it mean to a daydream believer and a homecoming queen?
You once thought of me as a white knight on his steed. Now you know how happy I can be. Starts and ends without dollar one to spend. But how much, baby, do we really need?
Cheer up, sleepy Jean. Oh, what can it mean to a daydream?
Monkees and Daydream Believer, wrapping up our show for today. I truly hope you've enjoyed the music. Many thanks to Oren Amram and Arik Talmore for the technical production. We've got Ariella Bentzvi coming up after this program, so don't go anywhere. And since we've had Daydream Believer, we'll finish off with Simply Daydream. I'm John Higgins, wishing you a lovely Friday afternoon, and I'll catch you around.
What a day for a daydream. What a day for a daydreaming boy. And I'm lost in a daydream, dreaming about my bundle of joy. And even if time ain't really on my side, it's one of those days for taking a walk outside. I'm blowing the day to take a walk in the sun and follow my face on somebody's new mowed lawn. I've been having a sweet dream. I've been dreaming since I woke up today. It's starring me in my sweet dream, 'cause she's the one makes me feel this way. And even if time is passing me by a lot, I couldn't care less about the dues you say I got. Tomorrow I pay the dues for dropping my load, a pie in the face for being a sleepy bulldog. Or you may be daydreaming for a thousand years. What a day for a daydream, custom made for a daydreaming boy. I'm lost in a daydream, dreaming about my bundle of joy.
Ha! A bit of zen. That's it. You can all go home now.
Radio Blues.
Radio Blues. C-O-I-S. 24
hours a day.
I fell asleep amid the flowers.